Hello and welcome to this short podcast. Banished to Inverness. What a shock it must have been to the Reverend Robert Bruce. He had offended King James VI. Although Bruce was loyal to the king, always dignified and courtly to him, yet he never forgot that he was Christ's servant as well as a subject of James. But the king was offended. Punishment must fall upon this popular preacher of the gospel. So Robert Bruce was sentenced to banishment to Inverness. On the 27th of February 1605, he was removed from his church of St. Giles in Edinburgh and banned from preaching. On the 18th of August, the authorities gave him 10 days to move to Inverness. He remained here in our city for 7 years. Queen Mary of Scots had come north only a few years before and described the journey as terrible for man and beast. King James VI had also come north and found the land was full of bloodshed and the burning of homesteads and hayricks, and every sort of lawlessness prevailed. Inverness in 1605 was a very different place from what we know today. It was described at the time as a small town made up of two intersecting streets huddled under the shadow of a castle. A bridge of oak spanned the River Ness, on the left bank of which was springing up a modest little suburb. There were few comforts of life to be found in the remote region. At least one attempt was made on Bruce's life in Inverness, but he was given permission to preach. This exile lasted until 1613, when the king granted parole on condition he did not enter Edinburgh. This allowed Bruce back to his home just outside Edinburgh. Bruce, however, still on parole, entered Edinburgh in 1622 to see about the organisation of his son's wedding and some other business which followed the death of his wife. So on the 18th of April, 1622, the king exiled him back to Inverness. The journey took them round by Turriff, and it was there that he prayed and appeared afterwards very quiet. On being asked why he was quiet, he responded, "I was receiving my commission from my Master Jesus to go to Inverness. I go to sow a seed in Inverness that shall not be rooted out for many ages." In Inverness, persecution soon arose, resulting in Bruce being put out of his lodgings and forced to move to Chanary. But the persecution died quickly away and the people welcomed him back to the town. He began preaching each Sunday and midweek with a meeting for prayer and worship every evening. At these meetings, large numbers of local people attended, with clansmen and their chiefs travelling into Inverness from all the points of the compass to hear Bruce preach. A deputy sent north on business reported, "Multitudes crossed the ferries to hear him. They came," he records, "from Ross and Sutherland, and the Lord blessed his labours to the conversion of many." Another reported, "They crossed over ferries and bridgeless rivers to hear him." Inverness must have been glorious with the very presence of God. Robert Bruce learned to speak in the Gaelic language, so he could bring to many more the gospel in their native tongue. One hearer described his preaching as a fresh message of hope, and another reported that it was a message of pardon and peace. Is this message of hope not something that is applicable to you and me just as much as in back in 1622? What hope is this? The hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Titus 1 verse 2. Hope based on what? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Titus 2 verses 13 and 14. Can I not do this for myself by living a good and useful life? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus 3 verse 5. Let us learn today the lessons that Robert Bruce taught our ancestors here in Inverness. Let us learn of that true hope which leads to pardon and peace within the soul. May these words be of benefit to your souls, and may you know the hope and that perfect pardon and peace within the soul. Amen. And may you find these words a blessing and of benefit to your souls.